There's personalities. They're only created for sex. Just like you read in the book Secret Weapons, Sexy Sadie. To be given over, to be used in a coven, to be used in ritual stuff, to be sold off, to be given as favors. They can give the code for this personality to a friend or to another coven and say, well, just call, use this code. It'll call so-and-so. And when she comes up, this isn't true in males too, both males and females. They call this personality up. We have one guy that he just utterly hates the idea of homosexuality, but he had a personality that was created to do sex with men. And it was he was aghast at that, and they know how to do things, and they're used to corrupt people. They can be used to be sent in to corrupt people and seduce people, to get things on people, to blackmail people. They can be sent in and have been sent in against pastors and leaders. They're very, very, along with the demonic empowering and their programming and all the sexual stuff, they're programmed to come and seduce and to bring and to bring people down. They might have personalities that all they do is work. They're the one that goes to work. It's all they do. They go to work. They know how to work on a computer, or they know how to do something. They got a job. They're able to work. They have one personality or many that can be drivers. They know how to drive the car. They know where to drive. They know what to drive. Other personalities know how to drive. I've had a girl one time that switched personalities while driving. I am telling you, she almost caused one of the biggest wrecks. The man was cussing, screaming, trailed us back down. And the personality's like, what did I do wrong, you know? And I was like, I was just going crazy because they almost killed both of us. And we pulled into the church, and the guy's wife talked him into just leaving. And just forgetting about it. But many personalities don't know how to drive. They don't know how to cut a tomato with a knife, and they can cut their finger. They don't know. But the ones that do can drive and take people places. They know where to go. There's other roles. Some may be the mommy. Some may be the the one that cooks food. They can have some that can, you know, just different roles, a personality to handle situations. This is why when the host person gets free of this, then all of a sudden they're like, I don't know how to do that. I've never done this before. I've never done that before. You're handling lots of things, right? But when somebody has lots of their parts handling things, then they've not developed and learned how to do everything. And so there's a whole level of learning that has to take place. There are those who are fighters, some of them trained in martial arts, in other ways, defensive moves. Some that we've met have personalities that are bodyguards. They're only trained to hurt, harm, and protect their own coven people and whatever else. Highly trained. Now, the other person, we had a person that was like a 98-pound weakling, a woman. But when she would switch to other personalities, we had another one that was, again, involved CIA. They can do martial arts well. But you would think the person you're looking at, you think couldn't do anything. But when they switched, it was like all of a sudden they're into that programmed, empowered mode that has the training, and they can fight. They can fight. They can definitely fight. We have one guy that lives here in Akron that we know without question killed the two girls up in Alliance. Remember the ones that were up there in the woods in Berlin Lake a few years back? They never found out who did it. They were killed with a Phillips screwdriver numerous times, stabbed. This person lives over here in this area, and I've told other people, whatever you do, because we had an episode with this person right in front of law enforcement where they had to chain, when he switched, they had to chain his legs, just like in Acts or Mark 5, they had to chain his legs, chain his arms, everything else. Remember I told you the story about the guy with all the cops around, the Cuyahoga Falls police all around, standing in this home out here, and all of a sudden he lifted his head and said in a German demonic voice, we are the legions that shall rule the earth, we're coming, and so forth, scared the officers. I'm looking at him. I started praying, you know, delivering stuff over him. Again, that personality sunk down. Inside of him, he has such a violent personality. Even our guys, I said, even though physically you might look at this person and say, well, I could take him, whatever. But when he switches, it's a different story. And you better be, you know, and they can switch in a second. Mm-hmm. Like the one that walked in. Well, there's other stories. I don't want you to scare you away because we need many of you to help these people. And many of you to get prepared, and many of you to do things. I will say that none of the shatter volunteers or people that we know of anyway in 15 years have been killed. A couple have been spit on. A couple have had a roundhouse kick. One's been attempted and stabbed with a needle, and the other one had a bayonet come over their head and into their desk, and it all occurred in a split second. They're one thing, and all of a sudden, boom, they're something else, and they're programmed to do it. Iris was programmed to stab me in that federal officer's house in the Cleveland area, up that direction anyway. And when we got to the room, there was a switch that occurred, and I knew the Spirit of God said what was going to happen. And I think, was you there that night? I know Paul was. And they kept getting phone calls for this woman to be called out. And when she switched to the personality named Iris or Isis or Iris, all of a sudden, the Lord said she's going to try to stab you with a needle. Just in a split second. So I pushed her back. She pulled out a long needle that had something in it or whatever, a long needle, and wanted to get me right here in the center, she said. But the Lord took care of that. Her federal officer husband saw the whole thing. He broke down in tears, and we did deliverance in the house. And it's crazy. And there's hundreds of thousands of them. Many of them have parts inside that are created for the next page. Ritual priest. They're priestesses or priests. They know how to call the demons and conjure spirits. They know how to carve up animals and do torture and prolong the pain. They know how to do sacrifices and draw the circles and draw the symbols. They know how to mark the body. They know how to do all the stuff. They've showed us, right? They'd show us, you know, well, show us what you do. And they'd show us what they do and draw. Or what. We wouldn't let them do one. They said, well, you know, just a, you know, what language? Show me the language. It's incredible what you would think these people knew, and then what they really do on the inside. That's a fascinating thing to look into their face and think, this is a pretty average person. And when they switch to speak fluent German, to speak Latin, this guy that was, you know, that we believed had so many victims around, many, many victims, was on Channel 17. He can speak backward Latin while he did a ritual over this young boy and called spirits after he gave him the serotonin, the drugs, to make him pliable to create a sex slave out of him. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible what this guy did. Such evil. And he can call the house and give a certain code. Personality switch would get up, go and lock the door, and let him right in. The rituals they can perform, ritual dances, ritual chants. Most of them have personalities that can speak in counterfeit tongues and give counterfeit prophecy from demonic presence and demonic spirits. They can speak forth to their unholy ones, to the brethren in a ritual, you know, setting, and they can bring a message from Satan or a message from the demons right out. Just like you hear some of you here in churches, the Holy Spirit speaking through a prophetic word or whatever. They have words of knowledge, and they have words of, you know, they have powers within their structures from the demons that empower them to do things. Their rituals are not like our churches. You have to be, that's why there might be only 13 of them. Because you've got to be utterly there. You're there to do the stuff. You're there to be a part of human sacrifice, sexual sacrifice. When you're brought in level by level to some of these places, you know, you're taped. They've got the information on you. They show what they've done. You know, that's why it's so super secret. But I want to tell you what, the number one way, the reason why they're so secret is the demonic covering they have. We're supposed to have the Spirit of God and be the light of the world, right? They're the opposite right now. They're to have demonic. That's why 2 Thessalonians 2 says the secret power of lawlessness, of Satan's agenda. It's all intensely secret with satanic empowering. But when warfare goes back to break that empowering, to break that what we found are called seals, demonic seals. Like if they do a pentagram thing, there could be a whole way they do a ritual. Or a certain kind of thing, they can take a tongue, throw it in the middle that's been all tied up and wrapped up, cursing a person so they can't speak. Incredible, horrific things that the demons have taught them to do and that they do and that they're involved with. And we've got rituals going on tonight from satanic covens. Last night, Friday night, Thursday night. You got them in September, the marriage to the beast. You got them, you know, right before Christmas time. When you get your listing, you'll see. And you'll begin to notice if you ever get involved with some of these people that they're always disappearing on these particular nights. You'll find out that these are the nights that they've got to be somewhere, or they're gone, or they're not home. And try to track them sometimes. Again, if they're the satanic super warrior types, they have demons above them, inside them, spirits that watch, They whether you believe it or not, they believe they can feel and sense and watch if you're coming. Their ritual circles. Not only do they have the inner ritual circle, they have an outer perimeter, then another outer perimeter of people that will ward people off if you get too close. They have weaponry. They use night vision. Rituals. They have some people inside that can do cutting and do sacrifices and learn how to cut little bodies and do things with skin and flesh and skulls and bones and so forth. They know how to do cutting on their own selves. Now, cutting on people who've been abused is can be letting out pain, letting out guilt, or just bloodletting for the sake of demons. A lot of times it's just bloodletting for the sake of the demons themselves. Sometimes it's a shutdown thing to keep everybody else shut up. One time when I was at the pastor over at the cathedral, one of the people we were working with back then showed up on a Sunday morning, and they had Pastor Dizdar written backwards, engraved with a razor blade in their arm, still bleeding. Wasn't that great on Sunday morning, you know? And they showed up like that to kind of to show that they still had control over the person. They also sent a cake in that they later confessed that they urinated in and wanted all of our staff to eat. Don't ever eat food from them. Don't ever take gifts from them. If they are unhealed, intact cult multiples on some levels, you might want to trust the person that's like, oh, just be, I love you so much, oh, help me. But that could be real, or that could be a mask to divert you. As you're looking into their face and hearing their pain and hearing stuff, other personalities can be with a demonic presence doing warfare against you, trying to read you. If you go out of the room, they'll steal stuff from your house to take back to a ritual, hair, whatever they can do. That's why I want to say that sometimes the part that's telling you, I've been hurt, I've been, oh, please help me, and sometimes that's true. Sometimes, and you need Holy Spirit discernment, and you need to be wise as a serpent, as meek as a dove. You need to find out, you know, whether this person is doing this to draw you in. And it may be an entire ploy that they laugh. I'm telling you by experience, they laugh in your face later. Maybe I shouldn't tell you so much and get you involved more and more and more. Some of you have already been involved. Look how many people have raised their hands. The Church of Jesus Christ has to deal with this. Remember the story of the parable of the sower. The sower went out to the world to sow seed, and it landed, and some wheat began to grow up. But during the night, Satan came, and he sowed, and he began to create tares. That's what we're talking about here. This is part of the system of tares that he's created. He's always needed them, but this is the system that he needs. How will Antichrist come to power? What will happen in the world to create the atmosphere for him to come to power? If you believe the Word of God, then we need to take other aspects of Scripture and look at the rest of it and see how close we might be. They have others that can do ceremonies. They can do all kinds of ceremonies and repeat things and so forth. They know where to the robes are hidden, and they know where the, you know, we've had in the past 7 tables of confiscated stuff, including skulls and bones and ritual robes and swords and knives and all kinds of things, most of which needs to be just burned and thrown away. They can conjure spirits quickly, and they can take longer things to do. Strange rituals to call particular power demons. They can have those inside that are just trained for one thing, to kill. With no remorse, nothing else. They're programmed. They have nothing else. They're demonized. They can kill. Just like I told you about the 2 girls up here that were assassinated. They brought us into a guy that hung himself here in Akron University. And this one cult crime person took me in purposely to get me to feel the room to see if I really knew what happened in that room. Because there were crosses and other things done on the wall. And there were questions about whether he killed himself or he was programmed or somebody helped him do it. Nobody ever came to conclusions on that. And by the way, the 2 little dead girls up there from 6-7 years ago in the Berlin Lake areas, they've never found the perpetrator, even though we went to one of the chiefs of police and tried to tell them. Again, Satan does bring ability and power to hide their crimes. You hear people say they sell their soul to the devil to get favors. That's not just a television, play thing, you know. That's real. You can give yourself over. Remember what Satan did to Jesus? What did he do? Took him to the highest. All these kingdoms I'll give to you if you'll bow down to me. First of all, I believe he's lying. But in the scriptures, it reveals that it's been given to him to give. He has a temporary authority. He can give powers. He can give things. People can. You know, when Black Sabbath came out with the big album that says, "We've sold our souls for rock and roll," and you listen to it. Or the rock group Nazareth, "We asked the mighty Jesus, but I guess he didn't hear. So we sold our souls." It can be done. Slayer's album, South of Heaven, there's a song called "Spill the Blood." I saw Slayer in concert. The cops always wanted us to go over and encounter all the satanic bands and stuff when they were doing stuff. They were primarily just drunk and whatever. They had a big pentagram up. Of course, they were opening doors, 4,000 kids there. The demonization of the room, you know, it was heavy with demonic presence. But they have a song on the one album called South of Heaven called "Spill the Blood." It's used in ritual. It's an invitation from Satan to spill the blood, to join him, to give yourself to him. You got to believe. You got to realize. If you ever get a chance at Borders in the music section, look for a magazine called Pit Magazine. Just leaf through it. You'll see bands that have Jesus upside down, immersed in stuff, ripped up. You have Satan holding him like a puppet. You have bands that sing songs about kill the Christians, and it's incredible. Such blasphemy that's coming from it. Incredible stuff that's being done. I just found a website 2 or 3 days ago called the Order of the Nine Angels. Here's the Order of the Nine Angels. The Order of the Nine Angels, and I'm not sure these are really deep undergrounders. Here's one just simply called a gift for I think the Prince. It's how to do a human sacrifice right on the web. Anybody can get it. Anybody can load it down. If anybody wants a copy, I can get them a copy of it. Or you can get it yourself. Then just kind of throw it away. There's another group that we looked at that's pretty gross. They have chants and things in here, invocations. They have spells on how to bind people, hurt people, kill people, send curses against your finances if you're an enemy. How to do death rituals against people, all on the web, all kinds of stuff. And that's not the lethal stuff. The undergrounders hold the lethal stuff. But yet more and more people are getting a hold of this other stuff. And it's just, here's a prayer from one of them. "Lucifer, let your light of darkness shine on those who believe, and may your wrath go to those that are against us. We humbly ask for your praise in our lives. Smite those who are our enemies. Hail Lucifer, Brotherhood of Darkness." Well, the Lord rebuked that phrase, but that's just a little thing. That's a little thing. You used to see Anton LaVey's last book was put out called "The Church of Satan" before he died, and he was very good in music, and he had a song that was kind of like a theme song called "Rage Satanas," and it was all about the rise of the Satanic Church, the destruction and killing of Christians, and ripping their flesh. It was a song that was to be sung by the Satanists. And you can imagine the songs of hell. You got to realize you don't have a friend in hell. The rage of hell is to hate humanity, to rip humanity. Anybody read the book of Revelation lately? Remember the abyss that Apollyon eventually opens up? And those creatures that come down upon the earth, what do? Nothing but destruction, nothing but torture. What are those things? What is the abyss? The demons feared having to go there to be locked down. Somewhere, somehow, Apollyon finally gets the key in those last days to unlock and let them come down. And when they get here, you read the book of Revelation. You're going to see, you know, get those perspectives. It's all about future prophecy. There's going to be great devastation on the earth and what they're going to do. It doesn't even give us a glimpse of what happens to them, how we get rid of them. It just tells a little bit about for a time. They weren't allowed to touch those who had the seal of God on their heads, though. Interesting. There are those that are created that can do cleanup. There are those that can have powers to transfer to others and to lay hands on people and transfer demons and spirits. There are others that have languages to where they can transfer information and keep ancient secrets just in the languages they had. There are trainers that can teach people at coven meetings. We dealt with a group during the Satanic Revels, St. James, during July. We encountered a group that came out of New York, a black flat black big bus called the Maniac, and to this day I can't stop praying. It breaks. Who saw it?
I did.
The Maniac.
Yes.
Lately?
It's
This is about 4 or 5 years ago. More than that, maybe not. Okay. We've tried to track it. We've tracked it to Youngstown. Y'all need to pray about this. It's in our prayer mapping system that we still use. But the maniac bus, right when we were in the midst of helping the federal officer, his wife, this woman that came in from New York, that got involved with Cleveland Youth for Christ, got them all trying to help her. She looked like she's about 28 years old, and little blonde hair, little pigtails out, and she's just saying all the things that happened to her. They put her into one of the Youth for Christ workers' house, and they didn't know what to do with her. And somehow they got a hold of us. They came down for a big deliverance session. They brought her to the house, and when we brought her there, and again, this is back when we didn't know a lot about certain things. We're in the side breezeway of the house that we were renting at the time. We had all these Youth for Christ guys there, some shatter people there. We're going to do deliverance. This person kept saying, "You ain't going to be able to stop me. This demon is so powerful. It's a python. His name's Python." And went on and on and on. And then he said, "I got to go to the restroom real quick." Well, he had two other workers that was watching my daughter in the other part of the house. Well, this person got up, went in, went right past the two other workers and past my daughter. A personality turned over, looked at my daughter, and said, "I'd love to eat you." Well, of course, the two women there wanted to just, you know, take care of this girl. She went off to the restroom. You can hear two voices arguing. "I told you not to say anything." And you can hear her punching herself and hitting herself. Came back out, got back into the room. In this deliverance, there was already a sense of discernment what was going to happen. Because we've been through this before, some personalities are created to act like a demon. This person would go to old line Pentecostal churches, other churches. Some churches just scare them. They wouldn't even deal with them. Okay? But the people that were at least deal with them, the personality would come up, demon, and they would start praying and putting oil. They would spend 10 hours, 12 hours with her. Everybody exhausted. 2 days, 3 days they would do stuff. And they can't get rid of this demon. This is the second time this occurred. And I got a sense of it because, you know, about a year prior, there's another woman we were dealing with from the Akron area, by the way. And when we were doing deliverance stuff, all of a sudden, "I'm a spirit." And I said, "No, you're not." And they said, "Yes, I am." I said, "No, you're not. I am Tiger. I'm a spirit." And I said, "Prove it." And they went, "What?" And I said, "Prove it. Speak backwards. Do something supernatural in the room. Do something. Prove that you're a spirit." "I don't have to. I'm a spirit." And I said, "You're not a spirit. You're a human personality. They told you to do this, and you need to tell me why." "Oh, okay. It was to distract you and get you to do this and not get to the real spirits, to be a human shield." So in this room with the Youth for Christ guys, as soon as we said, "Okay, in the name of Jesus, we want this spirit to come forward," all of a sudden this little 28-year-old with the pigtails, "That damn python, nobody can get me to move." And so we didn't want to waste time. We looked right at her and said, "You're not a demon, you're a human spirit, and you're lying, and you're acting this way." And it was like, "Huh? How'd you know that?" Right for everybody. Now, I would rather have seen it the other way around and let all these guys, because they didn't see this. They wanted to learn how to do deliverance stuff, whatever, and sometimes that's how you learn and seeing it. But that's what we went through. And she got all mad because it got found out, everything else. This is the same girl when we first met her the night before we did this deliverance thing. Sat in this restaurant with big glasses on. We were all sitting around up towards Medina, and these Youth for Christ guys asking questions. And as we were sitting there, you know, and she kept on saying, "How do you know that? How do you know this? How do you know that? And we'll do this to you." And I said, "Well, I think there's probably some, you know," and we knew this from experience. I said, "There's probably folks here to help me." And they looked up, and there's like their glasses, and they got scared. And I said, "What do you see?" And they said, "Well, I see these big, tall, white, you know, men next to you." And I just did this on the spot. I don't do this all the time. I just, "Well, watch this. Lord Jesus, bring to us some warrior angels in the same room." They about fell off their seat. Now, again, all I can tell you, I didn't see anything, but they said all of a sudden winged ones with swords all showed up around. It's powerful. And this person was petrified. And so they should be. So after we did this thing and this girl then walked off and she didn't fool anybody, Youth for Christ guys found out she stole stuff from that house. She used their phone to make all kinds of long-distance phone calls everywhere. She was part of a training. She finally, at Hopkins Airport, called again, and I drove up there. I finally told her, I said, "We know all about you. Just tell, why are you here?" The training's going on. They're training splitters and programmers and how to do it. They're showing technique and everything else. They've got a seminar going on. In the midst of all this, we were trying to find the one woman and all things that were going on during these Satanic Revels days. We found at this one restaurant that a meet was supposed to take place, and I was with a federal officer at the time and one other guy from Shatter. Big, long black bus, all fady black looking, like a flat black, but it had the word maniac. The windows were kind of blacked out in some areas, and when I walked inside to use the restroom of this restaurant, it's like a truck stop type restaurant on the edge, there were four or five guys that looked like ex-military, big guys. There was a table of about six or seven little girls going from like five on up to 11, 12, 13, and two or three other women, raggedy looking clothes like they haven't changed for weeks. And discernment, I mean, just coming down, I walked to the restroom. I was so bugged by it. Coming back, you can tell that they were like looking and aware of me. They are aware of the federal officer standing outside because we've been standing out there talking, and I would point to the bus twice. And I said, you need to call, you know, Stadius in now. The girl from New York told us about this bus and that all these little girls are being used and trained in the coven stuff. We need to do this now. Well, another phone call came in, episode occurred. We called a state patrol to come down to find. The bus was already gone. The most they did is they tracked it to Youngstown area. And I believe there's six, seven little girls that sometimes, you know, you feel like you want to beat your head out because you missed that opportunity, whatever. She said they had AK-47s on the bus, all kinds of other stuff. They're serious people, the ones that are really out there. They have those that are trainers and those that are teachers. They have personalities that can go to New Age meetings and fascinate New Age. And the reason they go to New Ager meetings and Wiccan meetings and even light-level Satanists, they go to find others that they can recruit to bring in. If they're already getting demonized and dirty with demons, they want to bring them in. Next page. They've got personalities that are trained how to do infiltration in government, military, other places. Highly trained to get into churches. They know how to say hallelujah, get close to the pastor, do this, try to bring complaints, unleash powers while they're there. Numerous churches. They're infiltrators. They're coming to spy out, infiltrate the churches, get reconnaissance, go back. One talked about how they had all Northeast Ohio grid mapped and all the churches marked, and they were color coded, which ones were, you know, the ones that they had to concern themselves and which ones they sent out people from their covens to visit to test their powers against the church, to see if they can corrupt pastors and bring them down. This happened with an Akron church here in the Akron area when we met one of the chosen ones like this, and we dealt with this person, and we got a hold of their little black book of shadows, and they had in there how they were going to try to bring, let's just say, pastor and his wife, Smith, that's not the real name, right here in the Akron area, and how they're going to bring them down, and eventually they're going to do death rituals and things, and they sent things into this church, they sent stuff, and they even had people show up, and when the offering plate came by, they threw little notes with pentagrams into the offering plate, and they didn't know who in this crowd of, you know, I don't know how many people who did this. This person was after bringing this person down and bringing this pastor and wife and bringing stuff. They confessed to me later as we took them out to Black Diamond Road, clear out there towards Doylestown, and ritual sites there. This is the one that had tattooed on her arm here, war against the saints, war on the saints, a biblical phrase out of Daniel referring to the Antichrist making war on the saints. She was pretty powerful. I found out later that once we had a daughter and we moved, we were living in the lakes, Portage Lakes. We had moved, but our address was still located there for the next year in the phone book. When I dealt with this person 6-8 months later, guess what? They had moved right down the street purposely, lived in the home. We found them. It's fun to go back and track them. It's fun to go back after them in the name of the Lord. You know, the spies of Israel, the people, you know, it's go back after them and lay out the prayers and lay out the stuff. Yes, get them saved, but also you got to be, you know, guardians for the church and watchers, you know, to be able to come back to the body of Christ and proclaim what is occurring. As we see things coming, they have those inside that have the information, obtain information, steal things from you. They've got watchers that will watch people on the inside. They'll be sent out to watch other multiples. They've got people on the inside that will punish themselves, other parts, or they'll punish others. Horrific punish, cattle prodding children, doing all kinds of stuff. with the electric kind anyway. They have enforcers on the inside to enforce things. They got those inside to run, that if you get them and try to help them, if they switch to the runner, boom. So many times, they're just out of here. They're out of here, and they can run. Programmed demonized personalities, they can run. They can run. And they know to run, get to a phone booth somewhere. They got some that are hiders. They're just trained to go hide somewhere. Get away from those people like you and I and go hide. They got some that call. They call other covens. They call the covens. They call the handlers to tell them what's going on, to tell all about you and about your church and about what's happening. They've got gatekeepers on the inside. That the gatekeeper here on the inside is not letting the rest of the personalities down here be found out. So in this system of the personalities, there's somebody here. It's like a gatekeeper to let nobody from up here get down in to know who else is down there. So we've had sometimes to deal with gatekeepers in order to get to other personalities. They have guardians to protect the system on the inside. They got abusers that can abuse children backward and forward. They got abusers that try. I can tell you stories how they stood up in front of my face in Pennsylvania and they told us, matter of fact, Pastor Gene and one of the other guys were there videotaping one time where this one was telling about all the sexual things. They would line up the kids and all the sexual things they'd make them do to train them into those little sexual sadies to be used later on. A lot of money is used, you know, made that way. Get the book Franklin Cover-Up about even in the high-up offices, they caught things and they got a hold of those who were abusing children. Michael Aquino, even the U.S. military at the Presidio back then did an investigation of him because the little children were saying, Mikey, you know, Mike, they're referring to the Colonel Michael Aquino, who's the founder of the Temple of Set, who knows everything about mind control. You read about him in the book Secret Weapons, right? Okay. He's somebody that's been to Würzburg Hall of the Dead Castle, Himmler, and performed rituals, dark rituals there at the over in Germany. Yeah, he's one of ours, huh? Right? Mm-mm. He's a plant. He's, yes. Many of them historical, yeah, underground tunnels, miles of underground tunnels, subsections, layers, down. Oh, the historical one? Well, work it out with who's ever the cut. Remember, don't forget that much of this spawned from Germany. Germany's loaded with it. Where's the Antichrist going to rise from? The European nations, although he might have a Syrian descendancy, he's going to come within there to bring the nations together. He's going to be there. He's going to be within that system. We don't have time to go into the whole German side. We saw part of the video that just gave a light view of the past, not the present. The black flame, the order of the black flame is still rolling strong in Germany. They still have 80-some-year-old SS soldiers that are or officers that are still doing the rituals and still training and creating more and more chosen ones. Let's go over the last few. We got another 5-minute break coming up. We have abusers. We have those who are torturers. We have those on the inside that are trained medically to be nurses, to help sew up things or fix a bone that's been broken, to check over people, to take care of their own, per se. They have those that know how to do massive technology. I'm sitting in a law enforcement department next to a cult crime investigator who's a multiple. They're into they're like, you know, working on the computer like this. But when they switched over to another personality, Diamond, all of a sudden, they're just like this on the computer, and they point the computer towards me, and they're into a level of military stuff on the computer that a thing comes up saying, you are now being monitored by the U.S. military. And then they turn it back, they put another code in, and they showed it to me. They gave me about 19 pages of names of people in military who are high up, the ones that have been creating these chosen ones in the military side that are going to be used. We've still got them to this day. And so in our warfare centers, we take those names out and we pray concerning those. And we've had one encounter with one of them. And they need to be, you know, that's why I'm really concerned about U.S. soldiers that are going in. You know, the strange thing that occurred this last week, as we prayed in the warfare center, Lord, help us to find anybody else, even in military. This is black military. This is underground satanic, you know, military using that's infiltrated our military. So here we are Friday, praying in our warfare center. You know, anyone else, Lord, when we're going over the military, you know, the map that we have, the military page, we're praying, we're writing things down. Get a phone call from a guy that I hadn't seen in 4 or 5 years. He shows up, and today, actually, he showed up in church, but on the phone, I didn't call him back till Saturday, but here on Friday, we're praying. So I talked to him on Saturday, and he starts to tell me about a guy that I knew from like 15 years ago. He says, "You remember so-and-so?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Man, he's really messed up. He's been kicked out of 12 churches. He has things inside of him that says he's a prophet. He's this. He gets up, but he's way off base and whatever. You might need to do some kind of, you know, meet him." I said, "Man, I'd love to see him. I remember when he told me 15 years ago that he was in the military, taken to Germany. He went to this coven thing, and the Satanists put demons in him, and he needed deliverance, and he had mental problems, and oh yeah, he's got mental problems." I said, "Well, what is he? You know, what is his problems?" I said, "Do you know what a multiple is?" And he says, "Oh yeah." I said, "Is this guy a multiple?" "Oh yeah, he's a multiple. He's over at St. Luke's, all kinds of churches." I'm not saying, that's why I'm concerned. "He's other places prophesying and doing things with other personalities. He's got lawsuits against U.S. government, I've been told today. About the mind control stuff." I said, "You know what? This is an answer to prayer. We need to find him. We need to get a hold of him. We need to help him. Somebody did something to him." And I don't know if he's never been in here in this building, but he's visited Calvary at some point in the past. Who else do we have here? We got down here technology weapons. Oh man, some of them can use weapons. They can clean a gun, take it apart, put it together in the dark. They can shoot like incredible. They know weapons well. They've got weapons. One of them had a Tech 9 with a Hellfire trigger on it that they sold to me years and years ago, which we in turn got rid of and sold off. They have all kinds of stuff. They have tremendous knowledge of poisons for whatever reason, chemical and other. Poisons. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. They have others inside that they're there just for corrupting others or recruiting. Mark the word recruiting. Some personalities are just there to recruit other people, to go get teenagers. That's one girl from this church here in the Akron area, right over here in the Akron area. I said, "Well, what are you even doing at that church?" Because she would be at the pastor's house. He'd come home. She's with the kids. You know, in seconds, she can be abusing them or whatever else, leaving things of demonized things in the house. I said, "What are you even doing over there?" She says, "Recruiting." I says, "How are you recruiting?" She says, "I'm going after the teenagers over in that church. I'm inviting them out to listen to music, to offer them sex, and whatever else I need to." This is a church, pretty on church, soul-winning church. They infiltrate the church, politics, and military primarily.